this Sunday, tune in for Super Bowl 59's pre-game show. We've got 15 hours of riveting coverage, including best Gatorade pours of the season, various kicker stretching techniques, and what halftime entertainment Kendrick Lamar does for vocal warm-ups.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Okay, I'm ready.
Plus an exclusive interview with the guy who paints the end zones. Because when it comes to football, we don't stop until we've analyzed everything. The Super Bowl 59 pre-game show. Don't miss it starting at 5 a.m. only on Fox.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
Morning. Yeah. What are you so excited about?
First things first.
Thank God it's Friday.
And secondly,
the Super Bowl.
This weekend.
The Super Bowl.
This weekend.
We're just going to watch football, drink beer.
What about Monday? We doing anything Monday?
I'll just call in sick.
Works for me.
Let's get started.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
You can get our live channel, our live show, and our feature channel on the Alexa device by simply enabling the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
Hello! She
will. And then every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. What's even easier is getting our podcast on the Alexa. You can just waddle on up to that bad boy and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
Hello! She
will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. You can even go to our website, radio434.com, and just click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find our link to the podcast, and it's like our virtual time machine. You can go back, you can listen to every episode that we've ever done, at least since we started the podcast version, and I have had to scroll back through. From time to time, when I'm posting the podcast, I accidentally don't put in the season number or the episode number. And then so it automatically loads that file all the way at the bottom. And for me on the admin side, there's no easy way to search for it. So I literally have to keep scrolling through all the episodes till I can find that one. Could I just reload it? Yeah, I probably could. But, you know, then that would require retyping all the descriptions and everything. And it's just, I don't know, maybe it would be quicker if I did that. Or maybe it would be good if I had a little post-it note that said, hey, dummy, don't forget to type in the season number and the episode number. So that way you don't have to keep scrolling through and finding the thing and fixing your mistake. Anyway, no, I digress. It is, it's the finally Friday edition of the program. Now, yesterday, we were at Three Roads last night for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. Chris Hammack joined us, and it was an excellent, excellent broadcast, a wonderful show. Chris is so freaking talented. He did all originals last night, and if you go on our Facebook, at the Mike Show VA, you can check out Chris's performances. He did two sets. Let's scroll to the first set here. I'm looking on Facebook now. In here, let me get rid of this guy, and then we'll share screen so that you can see for yourself. Yeah. So there's Chris. He did a tremendous job. And I really, really like where we're setting up musicians now. The acoustics are so much better. Everybody was commenting on how much more they liked it than being off in the corner where all the glass is. This position actually worked out really, really well. But Chris is phenomenal. And if you would like to hear just an incredible, incredible artist doing all originals, all his own works, go to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA and just scroll down and check out Chris's performances. And it's in full stereo. We spare no expense when it comes to putting on a show for ye. So check it out. Coming up on today's program, what are we doing? Oh, well, of course, we got your five random facts. So we're going to get smart. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. And then we're going to get dumb with stupid criminals. So we've got two smarts for one dumb. Okay, so you're way ahead of the game in the smarts department on today's program. Also, Valentine's Day gift ideas. There's a guy who will harass your date so you can heroically save your date. It's villain for hire. All right, so we'll talk about this. And then our top list. Top easier ways guys can impress their girlfriends than hiring a villain to save her from. Okay, yeah, there you go. That's top easier ways guys can impress their girlfriends than hiring a villain to save her from. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and if you're looking for the perfect gift, we have the perfect solution. Get her nothing. Nothing is a symbol, a perfect expression of the fact that nothing is greater than the love you both share. Nothing can come between you, nothing is more important than her, and above all, nothing is what you'd like her to wear as you celebrate this special day. Don't be fooled by flowers and teddy bears. These insensitive trinkets will let her know that a price tag has been placed on your relationship. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants and deserves. Nothing. Also works great for birthdays and Christmas.
Cool. I got nothing for Christmas. It's like saying, nothing is more important than me.
The Mike Show. Hi. I wonder how that would work. Probably not. All right. So, you looking for a unique Valentine's gift? I mean, really, an outside-of-the-box idea. Well, here's something. A little comic book hero-ish, a little dangerous, a little, well, Jesse Smollett. Anyway, there's a man in Malaysia. I said there's a man in Malaysia.
Hello.
Hi. who has started a business as a villain for hire. So basically, you pay him. He shows up, and he starts harassing your partner on your date. And then you can beat him up and play the hero. Yeah? He's a 28-year-old guy who's advertising his services on Facebook. Here is a... This is his Instagram or an Instagram picture of him. But here, let me share this. Present, share screen, Instagram. There he is. Okay, so he's going to show up. He's going to start harassing your date, and then you beat him up. And according to this, let me see. Is there more description? Oh, yeah, his starting rate, he says he charges a reasonable fee, starting at just $25 to $40 in U.S. That's it? In one post, the villain says, "Are you tired of your partner thinking you're weak? I can help you prove them wrong. It's all just an act, like WWE. No one gets hurt. I'm the only loser." And it isn't just harassing women, either. He says he's willing to pester men for female clients. But there is some risk, by the way, and especially in Malaysia, they have some very, very strict sexual harassment laws. So there could be some trouble if things go awry, you know, if the police get involved. But anyway, we digress. So with that, that brings us to our top list. So we told you about the guy who will show up, harass your lady, and let you beat him up. Or you can be a normal human being and impress your date by just being decent. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top easier ways you can impress your partner than hiring a villain for hire. Okay, here we go. Number one, I guess. I don't know. Here we go. Number one, cook something other than a Hot Pocket. Put your socks in the hamper instead of wherever you took them off. Last longer than 5 minutes in bed. Okay, 3 minutes.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Top easier ways you can impress your date than hiring a villain for hire to save them from. Okay. Actually, listen when she tells you about her day. Know how you like to see how many letters in the alphabet you can burp. Yeah, maybe stop doing that. Top easier ways you can impress your date than hiring a villain for hire. Close the bathroom door before you use the bathroom. Empty the dishwasher instead of pointing at it and saying, "Do your womanly duties." And easier ways you can impress your date than hiring a villain for hire to save them from. Surprise her at work with roses instead of a call to tell her that you ran over the cat. Anyway, the Mike Show. News? Yeah. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by... Now, this would impress me. If you're looking for a great Valentine's gift to give to me, here it is, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Scientists have a plan to stop an asteroid that may hit Earth in 2032. For more details, watch any movie released in 1997. The president of Colombia says cocaine is no worse than whiskey. Well, in that case, I'll take a Coke and Coke. A study finds that people with ADHD die earlier. The good news is that people with ADHD won't focus too much on it. And Waffle House will start applying a 50-cent surcharge to every egg you order. But fistfights in their parking lot will still be free. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, finally Friday edition. Looking at the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory river that is the James right now. It's running pretty high from the other day when we had thunderstorms waking us up. Man, oh man, that was just weird. I honestly thought that the construction back behind our building, that somebody was doing something because the windows were rattling and shaking. Then I realized, oh crap, it's a thunderstorm. Anyway, so there you go. That's the Riverview Tower Cam position number 4. The river. All right. I didn't even cue anything up. Let me look through the stories real quick. Sorry, guys. And now I'm not gonna do a take two on this. Let's talk Booper Soul. The big game is always the most watched telecast of the year by far. So obviously there are many, many reasons to watch. But which are your favorite? In a new poll, 30% of people said their favorite part is, well, the game. This year it's the Kansas City Chiefs again and the Philadelphia Eagles. 17% tune in mostly for the commercials, which in recent years have been disappointing compared to the heyday, maybe like 20-ish years ago. 16% are most likely and most excited about the spectacle of the halftime show. Kendrick Lamar is headlining this year. 2% are dorks who claim their favorite part is the announcer's commentary. This year it'll be Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady in the booth. With Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi on the sidelines, 9% of people are not sure what they like the best. The other 26% say they don't really love any of it. That's the telecast. Nobody's saying that they don't enjoy hovering around the snack table. As for the breakdown, women are much more likely to be interested in the halftime show and the commercials than men. And younger adults are more likely to be excited about the halftime show. They didn't ask if anyone was primarily pumped to watch the national anthem. John Batiste, it's being performed by Grammy-winning singer John Batiste this year. All right. Let's see. Is there any other Booper Soul things? We got a bunch. Google released a bunch of statistics ahead of the big game, including the top chicken wing flavor. I said the top chicken wing flavor. It's my favorite. In each state, Googling more than any other states, and the top dip. They range from vegan buffalo cauliflower dip in Vermont.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. To crack dip in Oklahoma. Are we sure that's even a food? Yes, it is. Wow. Here are a few of the national stats from the report. Nationwide, the top five dips we're searching for on the Google. Buffalo chicken dip. Seven-layer dip, jalapeno popper dip. Ooh, that sounds good. Crab dip. And queso, or as our president would call it, cheese sauce. The top appetizers we're Googling. Philly cheesesteak sliders. I was going to say Philly cheesecake. Philly cheesesteak sliders. That actually sounds incredible. Hawaiian roll sliders. Pigs in the blanket. Cowboy caviar. And potato skins. What the heck is cowboy caviar? I don't know what that is. Ah, it's fresh. It's simple. It just looks like... it looks like pico. Anyway. Back to the story. The top search cocktail recipes are jungle juice, old fashions, margaritas, espresso martinis, and how do you pronounce that? I don't know how to pronounce that. It's not letting me highlight it. Oh, there you go. Okay. Let's get a pronunciation if we have one. Pronounce Sazerac? What the heck is a Sazerac? How to pronounce it? Click on that. How?
Sazerac.
Okay, Sazerac. What the heck is a Sazerac? It's a Sazerac. It's a cocktail. It's a local variation of a cognac or whiskey cocktail originally from New Orleans, named for Sazerac de Forge, brand of cognac. Brandy served as the original main ingredient. Okay. All right. That's fine. Really? People are looking for that? Oh, okay. So it was popular in New Orleans, this year's host city. I gotcha. Three other random things that are trending. Charcuterie boards, football-shaped cookies, and Kansas City foods. And finally, they say a few search terms that always peak this time of the year include buffalo wings, nachos, sliders, and beer cheese. I love beer cheese. All right, coming up, we're going to get really smart. Really smart in these next two segments. We've got your five random facts. That's coming up. And we've got nerd news this week in science. Just science. This is going to be the smartest half hour of the show. I guarantee it. And then it all goes downhill after that. We've got your audio vault. And then we'll wrap up the show with stupid criminals in dot news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. quite frankly, we probably don't need to know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Click that. There we go. According to the Pew Research Center, men who have been divorced or widowed are much more likely to want to remarry than women in the same position. Okay.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Wait, that's not the one I...
Nice beaver.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I don't know.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
29% of previously married men want to tie the knot again compared to just 15% of previously married women. Pretty much. But what about...
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Yeah, I mean... number two. Abraham Lincoln had a Confederate $5 bill on him when he was assassinated. Apparently, he had picked it up as a souvenir from when he had gone to Virginia earlier that month. Number three. The Pentagon has twice as many bathrooms as it needs because it was designed during segregation. So they put in separate bathrooms for black and white employees. That said, the Pentagon was the first desegregated building in Virginia, thanks to FDR. More FDR. Number four, he was the first president to appear on television. He was part of a broadcast from the 1939 World's Fair in New York. And then finally, number five. Harry Carey spent more time broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals than he did for the Chicago Cubs. He was with the Cardinals for 25 years, the Cubs for 16, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, ShareGreaterLynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid, because I have some nightmare fuel for you coming up. Yep. Covering the most important news for your brains. It's a quick rundown of this week. All right, in doomsday news, the chance we'll get hit by a 300-foot asteroid just went up. Experts said last week there was a 1.3 chance it could hit Earth in 2032. Now they're saying a 1.9% chance. Meanwhile, if the much larger Bennu, I believe that's how you pronounce it, asteroid hits us, we're toast. But that's not happening until 2182. So, I'm not going to be around. In AI news. I said in AI news. Yep. Rumor has it, Alexa is getting a big upgrade soon that could make her even smarter than ChatGPT. Sounds like you'll have to pay for it, though. Like 10 bucks a month. All right. More frightening stuff. in animal news. A fungus is creating zombie spiders. Yeah. Here, let me show this. I'm going to put it up on the screen. There we go. Now look at the body and head of the spider. That's the fungus that's basically taken over the spider. Okay, let me do a quick deep dive. They found this in Northern Ireland.
Yep.
And the fungus is enmeshed in the body of the unlikely spider host. Now, the specimen was sent to a team led by mycologist Harry Evans with extra specimens collected from caves across the Irish Isle. The team have identified the fungus. It's a new species. And basically, what it did was it took over the spider's body, and it changed their behavior. They're usually sit and wait predators, but these orb spiders are now, they're not concealing themselves. They usually don't linger out into the open, but each unlikely spider appears to have been steered against its nature to the exposed surface of cave ceilings. Why? Well, so that the spores from this fungus will travel elsewhere and infect other spiders. Very frightening. I can't even look at this. All right. What else? Pygmy chimps can tell when clueless humans don't know what they're doing. I got to do a deeper dive in this one. A lot of human society requires what is called a theory of mind, the ability to infer the mental state of another person and adjust our actions based on what we expect they know and or are thinking. We don't always get it right, but it's easy to get confused about what someone else might be thinking. But we still rely on it for everything from navigating complicated social situations to avoiding bumping into people on the street. There's mixed evidence that other animals have a limited theory of mind, but there are alternate interpretations for most of it. So two researchers at Johns Hopkins, Luke Townrow and Chris Krenum, I can't pronounce that, came up with a way of testing whether some of our closest living relatives, the bonobos, could infer the state of mind of a human they were cooperating with. The work clearly showed that the bonobos could tell when their human partner was ignorant. Okay. What else? Rabbits get calcium from eating their own teeth. They said from eating their own teeth. And a study confirmed killer whales hunt great white sharks to eat their delicious and nutritious livers.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. In evolution, a study found the tiny muscles around our ears go nuts when we're trying to hear something. They're not needed. They're just left over from when our ancient ancestors had ears that could prick up, kind of like dog ears, and turn and stuff. And then finally, in caffeine news, if you're not a coffee fan, blame your taste receptors. When the beans are roasted, there's a compound that breaks down into 7 bitter substances. Some of us are just more sensitive than others to them. And that's your nerd news. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. I think this is the dumbest thing on TikTok. It's probably dumber. But anyway, a TikToker named Liv Swearingen is trending for her video of what different singers might sound like stubbing their toe. So in each part, she walks into a bedroom, stubs her toe, and then does these voices. The first one is Ariana Grande. And that's Shakira. And then Lady Gaga. It's dumb. Britney Spears.
I hit it again.
All right, yeah, that's pretty good. And then it's Christina Aguilera. Yeah, again, dumbest thing you will watch on TikTok. Storms in southern Oregon caused power outages this week, so a local TV reporter was out and about talking to some kids live about it. A boy did a great job with the soundbite, and then this happened.
When me and my sister were playing Cars, all we heard was like a big boom, and then we just were shook, and we didn't know what happened, so we went outside, and we were like, oh, there's a fire. And then I went to go grab my dad's fire extinguisher and gave it to him. Someone called the cops and the fire department, and that's all I heard.
Okay, so two other kids are in the shot. The boy immediately looks at the reporter when he drops the F-bomb. A young girl gives a huge smile. The reporter is unfazed and does not comment on it. Let's see. Did you know that today is Working Naked Day?
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
So with that, we have this.
I'm not totally comfortable being around a bunch of other naked dudes.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to save that. Naked dudes. Around. Sorry, guys. I have to save this and use this for later use. Elements. Yeah, naked dudes. And upload that sucker to Dropbox. I can put it in the other machine. Elements. Around naked dudes. Okay, there we go. Sorry. a Georgia city is hoping to break a Guinness World Record by gathering 5,191 kazoo players to attend its annual festival and break the Guinness World Record. Here, listen. Best version from the 2001 Space Odyssey movie. The Temple City Kazoo Orchestra. I'm gonna let this play out. We'll be right back. I wonder how many of our listeners have either tuned out or if they're focused now. Anyway, for the first time in half a century, Pepsi is bringing back the Pepsi Challenge campaign. Here, check out this. We dug this up. It's a vintage Pepsi Challenge commercial.
All across this country, people took the Pepsi Challenge, and Pepsi won because...
You know what we have when you taste one. It's Pepsi. It's that winning taste.
Pepsi Cola.
In tests like these nationwide, more people prefer Pepsi over Coca-Cola.
Pepsi. You know what we have.
I especially like the quality audio there. Let's see. All right, here, let's do this in sports. No team has ever won three Super Bowls in a row, but one player has. Do you know who it is? He was a defensive player. Here are a couple times he scored touchdowns in regular season games. Listen.
It's intercepted by Ken Norton Jr., and he'll run it in for the touchdown.
That's Norton. Who else? Give him a touchdown. He deserves it. Ken Norton.
All right. So Ken Norton Jr. won Super Bowls with the Cowboys in 92 and 93, and then with the 49ers in 1994. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. This year's Super Bowl is 59, but in Roman numerals, that's L-I-X. As far back as 2018, comedian Justin McKinney was asking the NFL to maybe give it a break.
What a time to be a Patriots fan, man. I'm telling you, you realize the Patriots have won Super Bowls XXXVI, XXXVIII, XXIX, XLIX, and LI. Does anybody else think that this Roman numeral isn't quite catching on? Right? After Super Bowl III, you lost me. I don't know what the hell's going on. You know how long it took me to memorize that? There's a reason no one else is using Roman numerals. They suck. It's a bad idea. You know where we should use... I got thinking about it. You know where we should use Roman numerals is on our passwords, on our bank accounts and stuff. Seriously, I don't think anybody could figure them out. You could literally put your date of birth on your password in a Roman numeral. Do you know what Justin, if I used a Roman numeral with my date of birth, would be if I used a Roman numeral? It'd be Justin XXIVILIXVIIXLIVIIXI. You make one of those lowercase, the Russians aren't hacking into that.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees.
Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Yeah. A 33-year-old man in Ohio named Seth Sires was arrested recently for shoplifting at the Walmart. He grabbed two $35 duffel bags in the store, stuffed them with other merchandise, and then walked out a fire exit. Walmart security called police. Seth was picked up later. Walmart was familiar with Seth because a couple years ago they banned him from all Walmart locations after some previous incidents, including thefts. So Seth was apparently loyal enough to continue stealing from Walmart, even though they banned him. His rap sheet also includes thefts at Kroger and Dollar General. It's unclear if the stolen duffel bags were ever recovered. And then there's this. Do we have another one? We got that's good news story. A teacher in Tennessee has been arrested after kneeing a 4-year-old to the ground during school hours. Here's Sheriff Brian Didlake talking about the crime. Good Lord.
This involved a 4-year-old pre-K student. And there appeared to be a callousness almost from the adult that was involved in this. We live in a nation where we would expect that kind of the golden rule should exist and that we should treat others as we should expect to be treated ourselves. And to do something of a nature that is assaultive towards a 4-year-old is definitely something that is unacceptable.
Good Lord. Understatement of the year. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Police in Florida stopped an out-of-control boat on Tuesday after the guy driving it had a medical episode and passed out. It sounds like he might have been diabetic. Check out this amazing rescue.
Let him go around again, and as he comes around, let's just come up next to him and push him up to that tree. Hey, we're going to take him by boat back over there.
I see it. Looks like a diabetes kit here. So
stay with me, buddy, all right? Stay with me.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have their United Way 5K on the Runway fundraiser coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Couple things I wanted to share briefly while we're wrapping up. Let me bring this up. Darius was unable to join us today from Lynchburg. There he is, from Lynchburg Community Market. So I just wanted to share with ye a couple things that he had mentioned that we should mention. Here we go. There he is. Okay. Keep in mind they have a new traffic pattern that's on Main Street. It enters through the parking lot and it cuts across where their awning is. So when you're entering in through the awning, just make sure you look both ways and all that. They have a ton of unique Valentine's Day gift items. And so if you want to skip the stereotypical store-bought chocolates and teddy bear this year, get to their crafters gallery, shop the crafters at Lynchburg Community Market. And if you are of the nature to cook a great meal, Darius suggests that you visit Lynchburg Community Market and grab all the fixins that you'll need to prepare an incredible meal. And we're talking fresh produce, meats, baked goods, and if your sweetheart is a coffee lover, well, they have a bean roastery right on site at Lynchburg Community Market. It's on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg, conveniently located. They have their own parking lots. It's free parking, and there's a little bit of construction on Main Street, but that should not deter you from coming down. You can either park in the lot that's on the corner of Main and Commerce Street, or just take the detour up Commerce Street and then to the next way that you can go left, which would be 11th Street. You can come up 11th Street, park on Main Street, park on Church Street, all kinds of parking, or if you're coming down 12th Street, you get the picture. Plenty of free parking. Make a day of it. Saturday morning, Saturday at Lynchburg Community Market, right on the corner of Main and 12th Street, and also on the interwebs at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. Or just search Lynchburg Community Market on your social media. Thank you, sir. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?